Well, hello, fellas. How are you now, eh? You see, when you get to my age, what you do is you make a video or something, and then you have a little nap. Then you get up and have a coffee and kind of make another video. Now, here's something through my life that I've kind of noticed. And it's about felons, of course. But they are kind of experts at faking it, if you know what I mean. Oh, I don't mean when you're banging them, of course, but of course they do fake that too. No, I've seen femmes that look like they're busy all day. So I go around trying to ascertain what she's been doing all day. Then it takes me a while of my investigation, but I finally come up with a solution and find out what she's done. And I thought to myself, hell, I could have done that in an hour or so. But she spent the whole day doing it. And you gotta give it to them, it's a kind of an art, right? Because I can't do that. If I've got something to do, I just do it. And it reminds me of years ago when this company did a survey on men and femmes in the office. I think it was one of those time and motion things when they were popular, you know. And the office people obviously didn't know they were there doing that. And they were there for a week. And the results, they didn't make a big thing of it, but it was obvious that the men had outperformed the femmes. By a massive degree, of course. And when you consider that these femmes were getting paid the same as the men, but men were producing 3 to 5 times the productivity daily. Well, of course, if that same thing happened to today's world, they would fudge the numbers, wouldn't they? And it's kind of funny how those results have disappeared and I can't find them anywhere. And I think they got good at it because when it was years ago when femmes didn't really work, you know, when they were oppressed, they worked in the home. They spent their whole day fluffing around and got quite good at looking busy. And of course it all comes down to breeding as well, as a man believes in a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. And femmes kind of think, well, I'm there for those hours, so you pay me, whether I do something or not. Well, if it was my company or I was a businessman, I know what I want to do. There's also another survey that's kind of disappeared as well, and I can't find it anywhere on the web. Guess it's gone down the rabbit hole. This study was for a year for femmes and men. And how many days they went absent for that year, say for sickness or some other reason. And femmes generally had the double amount of absenteeism in that year than men did. Now I've been around femmes most of my life. And in general, femmes are quite, I think, lazy. That's not done with a survey, that's just my opinion from what I've seen. And what's happening in the business area and the companies is that the men are working hard and actually paying for the femmes. Not always, but a lot of the time. The men there don't know that, otherwise that might piss them off. But reliable males are being used as sort of slaves for the femmes, really. We're working the overtime to pay their wages. And the femmes soccer team is being subsidized by the men's team, of course. You see the way society works? Even though you may be MGTOW and stay away from femmes and don't let them get close so they can get into your wallet, they're still taking your money. What we need is fairer rules in the government, don't we, in society? But that won't happen as long as you keep on electing femmes into the government and politics. They will only look after themselves and other femmes. It's like the man works his whole life and pays for his pension, but then dies before he gets there. They give that pension to his wife. These free tampons that the femmes are going to get, in Scotland at least, I wonder where they're going to get the money for that. But you guessed it, from men. And it's another uplifting video from Solo Man. Hey, you know, I was thinking of changing my name to Solitary Man. What do you think, guys? Is it make me a bit more mystique? Let me know about this video in the comments anyway. You take it easy now, fellas. And don't do anything I wouldn't do. And that leaves it wide open for ya.